Good morning. 6:44, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Speaking of Tom Cruise, Top Gun, did you hear what he did the other day?
What?
On Wednesday, he flew a helicopter to the premiere of the Top Gun Maverick movie.
Of course he did. Yeah. That's what Tom Cruise does. Yeah. Dude, come on.
Yeah.
Could you imagine getting ready to go watch Top Gun? You're waiting in line.
Yeah.
You hear something, an Apache? What is that? Is that military?
And it's effing Tom
Cruise. No, it's Tom Cruise. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I didn't realize this, too. He's 59, man. Tom Cruise is almost 60 years old.
Here, do yourself a favor real quick. When you guys, listeners out there, get a chance, type Google image Tom Cruise right now.
Yeah.
And then go type in Wilford Brimley at 50 years old and put the two pictures side by side. Tom Cruise is older than Brimley in the other picture.
Dude, either he really is a vampire, like he's such
he's a vampire.
He's such a method actor that for interview of a vampire, he actually became a vampire. Or there's something with that Scientology thing, and I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but yeah.
There's a few. Paul Rudd, same way.
Same way. Yep. Vampire, man.
It's so, like, dude, these guys age? Yeah. What's going on?
But yeah, Tom Cruise flew a helicopter to the premiere of Top Gun.
How sick. Okay, Tom, your life is sick.
I just feel like at this point, he's trying to die in a stunt. Like, he's just like, screw it. I've done everything I need to do. It doesn't matter. He's so deep into Scientology that he probably thinks he's fine. And
he's not a normal guy.
No.
Like he does things just because he can, and it's fun, and he likes to impress people.
Like,
real quick, I want to tell the story again, real quick. That story I heard with a bunch of guys hanging out at a New Year's party in New York. It was some high class party. Tom Cruise shows up.
Was it New Year's or was it a football party? I can't remember.
It might have been a Super Bowl party, actually. Yeah. It might have been a Super Bowl. Anyway, he shows up with a football, a brand new football, in the package. So he gets it out and he starts throwing it up in the air, and he throws it to this group of guys, and they're like, "Oh, hey." And it was they were saying it was the most awkward thing ever, because you can't just hang out with Tom Cruise.
No, it's not a thing.
The elephant in the room. Nobody can pay attention to any conversation.
Yeah.
And he brought a football along to try to be normal. Like a part of the guy.
See, I feel for the guy.
It's weird, dude. That was weird.
I feel bad because that's not Tom Cruise's fault. He's a superstar.
Exactly.
He's one of the greatest acts. And all the rest of us just treat him like a cuckoo bird. It's the same thing with Michael Jackson renting out that grocery store.
So he could walk around. Yeah, imagine the thought process. You're Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah.
And on the way to this party, you're in your head, you're like, I should probably stop by the store and grab a football to kind of be a part of the guy.
And think of all the people that were like, oh my God, is that Tom Cruise buying a football? You know what I mean?
Dude, you don't need to do that.
I see in my mind.
Tom Cruise.
In my mind, I feel like I would play it super cool around Tom Cruise. He's one of my all-time favorite actors. I feel like I would be like, all right, I'm gonna act like he's not Tom Cruise.
And then maybe we could be best buds. Maybe he'll be like, you are the only one that acts normal around me.
You're the only one that treated me normal, Brock. And so you and I are now best friends. Yes! Me and Tom Cruise are best friends. I love you, Tom Cruise. You're like, you ruined it. Damn it.
That's when you jump and hug him with your legs.
Yeah. But full legs around him. I love you, Tom Cruise. We're best friends.
Right?
Right, Tom? Then he leaves. He's like, no, you ruined it, Brock. This was a test and you failed. Damn it. Damn you, Tom Cruise, and your test.
Right there.
So close to being Tom Cruise's best friend. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So, Tom Cruise in a helicopter doing Tom Cruise things. All right, we got to get to it. It is time for your rock news and rock history. What?
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew are going to get you taken care of back on the road quickly and safely. So, go see him. Advanced Import Repair. Well, this is an interesting story, and if I had the money, I'd probably get in on this. If you're a Bad Company fan, here's a way for you to possibly cash in on your fandom. A share of their manager's royalty commission is being sold through Royalty Exchange, an online auction marketplace for music and entertainment royalties. The royalties are for their iconic albums Bad Company, Straight Shooter, Desolation Angels, and Rough Diamonds, along with 10 from 6, Rock and Roll Fantasy, the very best of Bad Company, an Introduction to Bad Company, and Live in Concert 77 to 79. They will be paid out by Swan Song, the label created by the formerly owned by Led Zeppelin that Bad Company recorded for. It's now owned by Warner Music Group. The price is currently $525,000. For more details or to buy at that price, go to auctions.royaltyexchange.com.
So you buy these royalties for $500,000.
Yep.
And then every time somebody buys something within those albums, yep, whatnot, you get a piece of it.
You get a piece of the pie. Yep.
So what's the piece?
It's just a portion of it. I don't know.
Of course, they're not going to tell you that, Brock.
I mean, it's probably not bad for $525,000. I don't think.
Here's the thing. There's a reason that they're selling it. Well, if they were going to make more money from the royalties, they wouldn't sell it, right?
Well, maybe the guy's hard up for cash. I don't know. I'm sure it's not a lot. At a time, you know?
Here's why the question raises in my head. Like, literally yesterday, I watched a podcast with Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
And the person asked him, like, hey, man, those royalty checks, like, how much, like, you probably get a lot. He laughed. He's like, dude, I get 15-cent checks in the mail. Like, 15-cent checks in the mail.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, it's nothing that what you think it is. He's like, that's all gone. And that all wore itself out or whatever.
I'm sure there's, like, a sweet spot where you do get paid. And I know some, God, I'm going to butcher this. But trust me that I read somewhere, and I can't, maybe it was for Star Wars or something Tom Hanks did. And instead, in lieu of getting a paycheck, or like a bigger paycheck, he's like, no. What I want is royalties. I want to be part of the merchandising and royalties, which paid in itself. Like, he knew it was going to be mass. I think it was Tom Hanks. Anyway, but there's certain things where I'm sure pay off insanely well. But for the most of them, it's a lot of nickel and diamond and this and that.
Right. And another thing too, royalties when those albums came out is a lot different than right now.
Yeah.
I mean, people aren't rushing to the music store to grab that Bad Company album. You know what I'm saying?
The only thing you could hope for is sit on this until, one of the band members dies or they have a re-release. Really, that's what you're kind of hoping for.
It would be interesting if they gave you the numbers of the royalties up to the time you bought it, you know?
I mean, $525,000, not a small chunk of change. So I'm sure they're, and it is Bad Company, and that's pretty much all of their, it's not like you're getting their album from the 90s. You know what I mean? Like, it's good stuff, but I don't know. Interesting, man. Interesting. So, but I don't have $525,000 to do it, so it's out of the question. But maybe
let me go check.
My credit's good. I maybe could let it ride, but we'll see. All right, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, May 6th, 1945, Michigan's very own Bob Seger. That's right.
Oh.
He was born in Detroit.
I love Bob Seger.
I love Bob Seger. One of my all-time favorites. Night Moves, probably top five favorite songs of mine.
Every time I come out, if a Bob Seger song comes on that I don't know, I'm like, that's definitely Bob Seger. What's up?
I love Bob Seger. One of the greats ever. And man, I can't believe 1945, still going.
That's one of the, my dad and I are in the shop.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the stations we'll listen to. I'll get on, like, Spotify and be like, Bob Seger Radio.
Can't go wrong with Bob Seger Radio. Yep. I remember the first time. You go back to the early days of Bob Seger and, like, his Smokin' OPs album. It looks like an old Lucky Strike case. Oh, my God, dude. So good. So good. Happy birthday, Bob. We love you, man.
Yo, Bobby.
And a Michigan boy, too. So, all right, that is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.